Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful podcast with the Lending Forward team. I'm Eliza Delgado. I'm glad to be back. I am here with my friend Rob Hauser. Rob is here with us from milestones.ai. We're excited to have him, and we're just going to jump right into it. Rob, tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your background? What's your role with Milestones, and what are you guys working on over there?
Yeah. So, well, thank you for having me. I'll start off with that. Interestingly enough, I joined the mortgage space about 7 years ago now, and originally started out actually in the banking sector, and then worked my way over to the vendor side, and now I work over at Milestones, which has been amazing. So I've been in the vendor side for almost 2 years now, and just joined the Milestones team about 5 months ago, and really, you know, there's been so much that we've been doing. It's almost hard to describe what we even do anymore because, you know, our main stake is really customer engagement. And that's really our main focus. But our product has become so expansive and has really crossed so many different borders in the real estate industry specifically that, yeah, I mean, we are really expanding fast, a lot of new features. So it's almost hard to say this is the one thing that we do. We almost do like five different things.
Okay. So what are those five different things? I know we talked about this when we were kind of pre-planning this discussion, but, and I know we wanted to hinge around a couple of those, but what are the big things that you guys are known for and that you're doing to impact the industry?
Yeah. So easiest way to really conceptualize us from like a 10,000 foot view is really going to be, you know, when you go to your doctor and you get blood drawn or you get a physical, the doctor's going to ask a couple questions. They're going to give you kind of an earmark on, hey, this is really where you're at health-wise and here's where you want to be. We're essentially doing the same thing, but geared towards home management. So, you know, we're setting out reports specifically around tailored to the home itself, the homeowner's financial situation. We even have a section for documents to be uploaded. Customers can actually, which is really unique, we just launched this feature last week, but a customer can actually take a snapshot of their backyard and say, hey, we want to add a pool into the backyard. What will that look like? And they can actually get that, you know, generated photo done for them in real time. And so what we're trying to do is essentially say, you know, you're going to live in your home on average for 10 to 12 years. How can you manage that home? And how can you really take advantage of what the opportunities are behind your equity, behind your finances, or what that may look like? And so really what we're trying to do is say, you know, there's going to be opportunities, 3 to 4 opportunities from that homeownership period, from buying to selling to buying again. And how can we maximize that? So what we also want to do is say, you know, there's a bunch of local professionals, not just in the mortgage space or real estate space, but professionals that can help build that pool in your backyard. Or in my case, I just had to get siding redone. So I went onto my Milestones report and requested a siding repair person to come out and do that siding repair on my property. So we're really trying to build that holistic viewpoint for the homeowner itself and really cater and tailor that experience to be focused around the loan officer providing that information for them.
Awesome. I know one of the things that we also talked about is kind of narrowing that information gap between the Gen Z and the millennial home buyer. So obviously this is one of the ways that you're doing it. I know there's so many narratives around access to home buying and being able to afford a new home, especially in the environment that we're in. And we had a lot of conversations about how do you combat the narrative? You know, we use the anecdotal, you know, social media post that we talked about the other day where we're saying, you know, maybe it's smarter to rent right now and you can put that money in the market and keep it there. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, some of those things that you're doing in terms of that conversation. How are you helping shape that narrative and helping more people have access by resourcing loan officers? I think that's a really relevant part of the conversation that we're needing to resource people with right now too.
Yeah. I mean, you're spot on it. And that's almost, it's kind of a two-parter. There's so much noise, I like to say, in the market today. And really it's how do we as loan officers control that noise? And what's the messaging that we want to have specifically to our client base and to our, you know, people that we work with on a day to day, our community. And so, you know, really what I implore and try and teach a lot of loan officers is you have to figure out a way to be the single source of truth when it comes to real estate. And that's really the main stake, as a mortgage advisor today. How can you get past the noise and really get and connect with your homeowners today? You know, obviously milestones, we use mediums via email, text message. But what we really want to say is, you know, those reports are great. They're going to be personalized. They're going to be branded. But when we have that discovery call and we have that interaction with the homeowner, it's almost like, again, kind of going back to the doctor analogy, you know, not every remedy is going to work for every single individual, right? Somebody's goals, health goals might be different. Somebody's financial goals might be different. Same as somebody's homeownership goals might be different. And so, you know, and to generalize saying, hey, now is a better time to rent than it is to buy. We're really looking at just like one or two aspects and we're not expanding on the broader picture. Well, what if your goal is to get in a school district and there's no place to rent there, but there's a home to buy there?
Yeah.
Maybe that's going to be a priority or a goal for you. So it's really, you know, the job of the mortgage officer to sit down and hash out exactly what makes sense for the homeowners and for the buyers in their market today and say, hey, here's what I can do, you know, to help guide you or to help you attain those goals. Similar to what a financial advisor does. You know, it's ironic. I would never hear a financial advisor say, don't invest in the market, right?
Yeah.
But we hear that all the time when it comes to mortgage.
Yeah, yeah, especially right now.
Exactly. And ironically, mortgage, you know, it is a bit different. It's a beast. You know, it's a large, it's a large transaction that you only do a handful of times in your life. So one, you got to pick the people that you trust to do that. But then secondly, you know, there is an idea behind dollar cost averaging and investing, but doing the same thing with a home, you know, that same rhetoric that we heard, you know, from 2008, 2009 to 10, even, is the same kind of rhetoric that we're hearing today. But, you know, I don't know how old I was then. I wasn't able to buy a house then. But if I could buy a house then and I had bought a house then, everyone would have been saying, oh my gosh, how dumb of you to buy a house in this market. You should have waited. It's going to keep going down.
That's right.
And ironically, today, those individuals that bought 1, 2, 3 homes, most of those individuals are millionaires now, just through the equity of their property. So, you know, it's hard to say there's never a good time to buy a house in the market. When you look at historical averages, it's even if you can fix that payment for 10 years, you know, it might not make sense to buy a home per se because the cost is going to be higher for your payment. But in 10 years, is your rent payment going to be higher than your fixed costs that you got on a 20-year or 30-year loan?
And your rent isn't going to give you equity either.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you were starting your mortgage career all over again, and now having the benefit of hindsight, what three things would you say to yourself if you were starting out? Obviously, I'm saying that in the context of the current environment in the end of 2023, knowing that mortgage rates are doing what they're doing and housing inventory hasn't really changed significantly. What ways would you have prepared differently? What top three things kind of stick out to you as, you know, the most important things to focus on?
Yeah.
You know, question, kind of interesting to say that.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good question. You know, if I were to start in the industry today, obviously being on the vendor side, you know, technology is a big aspect for me. So my first thing would say, or my first thing that I would focus on is let me build a technology ecosystem that's going to support me and automate a lot of the manual tasks that are going to take away from my sales activities. It was a while ago, but I saw a report out there that only 15% of us loan officers' daily or weekly activities is actually sales activities. And so I don't know how true that is. You know, it's one report. There's probably more out there that are, you know, going to contradict it. But how can you automate some of these tasks? If you look at some of the most successful loan officers, you know, they built their empire and what they've done now is they usually have a team of 10, 15 people that do a lot of the work that they used to do for them. So what kind of technology can you do to supplement that if you can't afford to pay 10 or 12, 15 individuals?
Yeah.
And then secondly, I would mainly focus on who you are and in your brand. And really what I mean by that is not to say, hey, I'm a millennial, so I'm only going to focus on millennial buyers. I'm not a huge fan of that. It works. But what I mean is, I would say, I'm a millennial. I know a couple different ways to be successful as a millennial. I purchased my house in 2019. Here's some specific ways that you can do that and leverage different assets and different ways to actually purchase a property. But also, here's how to reduce student loan payments on your mortgage. There's various loans out there that calculate student loan payments very differently. And yeah. So kind of having that knowledge base and really getting down to the roots of knowing all the different loan products that you can offer. That's step one. Really, step one is definitely that. Yeah. Step two being technology. The third really being, I would focus primarily on actually getting out there and engaging with the community. And what I mean by that is your community is like your lifeblood, your life source. Some of the most successful loan officers that I've seen, actually, one of the loan officers that I used to work with, she was actually very inundated with first responders, and that was the community that she targeted. And in that community, she built herself as the brand of, hey, I can help first responders, and not only first responders, but doctors, lawyers, things of that nature. And it really expanded out into a larger branch of the community as well. So the reason why I kind of hesitated on the focusing on just first-time homebuyers or focusing on just millennials is you never want to say, hey, I can only do this one specific group. Millennials, well, first-time homebuyers is a perfect example. Only 28% of the market is first-time homebuyers, right? Two-thirds of that market is current homeowners. So there's still a large population that you can still target that are not considered first-time homebuyers, but second, third, homebuyers that are also individuals that you helped in the past or that maybe a family member helped in the past. So keep your options open, but lean into the community that you're a part of already. That would be my first step. The average person knows 333 people. So get out there and network. Let them know what you do.
It's so funny because I think when we were planning this discussion and just talking about, for this industry, in terms of the amount of time you invest per file or per client, relatively speaking, the amount of time you invest for the amount of, resources that you can get on the back end is really significant. And where else can you really do that? So I'm always fascinated to hear kind of what the top three things that would stick out. And it's almost always know your programs, leverage your technology that makes your business move smoother so that you can focus on the relationships. Because at the end of the day, you and I both know, just as, most of our listeners would be reminded of, is we're in the people business. And, if you don't have people, you really don't have, a business. And so it's just a great reminder that the foundations are still the foundations, no matter which way you go. You can call it something slightly different, but it's almost always the same. Yeah, it's almost always the same. One of the other things that we happened to talk about was, it's really interesting that you were talking about like the Gen Z millennial kind of home buyer and, nurturing or creating your dialogue for them specifically in a way that kind of resonates with them and meets them where they're at. I was reading this study the other day and it talked about all the different ways that different generations like to be communicated with. So how are you coaching even the people who are outside of kind of that Gen Z or millennial kind of target, like so the Gen Xers or the boomers or anybody else that's, downsizing maybe or just different seasons of life? What does it look like to serve them, even technology-wise? Not everyone's as quick of an adopter, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. How do you take care of them from your perspective, and how do you nurture them?
Yeah, I think really the biggest piece is just to your point, understand their language and understand the level of their knowledge. When I first joined the lending space, I think I was 25 then. 20 or 23. It's been a while. Young I was a little bit younger, a little bit more naive, but you know what? I didn't know anything. And it obviously when you're in the job, you have to learn on the fly. You have to really focus on, being vulnerable to learn. But most millennials and most Gen Z don't want to be vulnerable. They want to feel like they know. So my suggestion for a loan officer that was going to interact with that group specifically is act like they know, but don't treat them like they're dumb. And so it's kind of
a delicate balance.
It's a fine line to balance, but you have to almost make assumptions. And really, as humans, we don't want to make decisions. We want someone else to make decisions for us. And so a lot of the times, but we want to feel like we have the power. So a lot of the times.
We would call that confidently humble.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, we as humans want to feel empowered that we made the correct choice, but we want someone else to make that choice majority of the time. And so, you know, something that I would recommend and something that I specifically did when I was a loan officer was, lay out a lot of these terms like people never heard it. And even if someone purchased a home 10, 15 years ago, I would still walk them through the process of, hey, here's what a mortgage process looks like today. Here's step one, step two, through step 50, let's say. And the reason for that is, one, that person bought a home 10, 15 years ago. The mortgage process has changed, right? You can buy a home on your phone now. Whereas they were probably still, I think when I started, we were still faxing documents down.
Yeah.
So the process is changed significantly. And so something that if I were to talk to a millennial or Gen Z today, it's really preparing them. And we, as mortgage officers, I really cannot stress enough to say, don't discredit people just because they're 6 months to a year out. I've had plenty of times where, you know, someone said, hey, we're a year out from purchasing a home. We had a conversation. We actually did a deep dive into their assets and hey, you know, a couple more months of saving and you're actually 3 months out from purchasing a home. So let's start preparing it today. Let's get you pre-qualified. Let's make sure you're good to go. Make sure if you guys have a property, we'll pre-approve you for that property. But yeah, I mean, in regards to the general message is get to know your customers like they're your family member and look at, you know, they're sitting across from a desk from you or you're on the phone with them. You should be treating them exactly like you would treat a family member and what recommendations you make and the discovery that you want to do to make sure that they're financially ready to purchase a property or to manage a property.
Well, that's all you would want is to make sure, you know, that's the role of a loan officer, making sure someone is financially solvent enough to be able to pay the mortgage, but also be in a good position moving forward. So I think that's great advice.
Exactly.
So I wanted to ask one last thing before we kind of wrap up. And that is there anything else that you would want to, if someone was meeting Rob Houser for the first time and they were walking away, what's one thing that you want them to have top of mind about who you are and what you do in the industry?
Yeah. I used to call myself the mortgage guy when I was a loan officer, but really, I guess it's always just the brand, right? Professionalism and kind. That's kind of always what I strive to be. And I think that, you know, it's more of a deeper message. There's a long story behind the message, so I'll save that for another time. But
tell us the story. Tell us the story. We've got it.
Well, okay. So my previous manager, we got time. My previous manager, you know, he had such a great quote and it was, you know, there's two types of people. There's people that bring energy to a room and there's people that suck energy from a room. And mm-hmm. What type of person do you want to be? And that's always resonated with me. And it's really come down to me just thinking more positively across the board. Ironically, it translates to what's happening in the market today. If you were to, you know, type in mortgage in Google, there's probably going to be a lot of negative headlines. You might see now a couple of headlines about rates improve, which is fantastic, right?
Yeah.
But for a long time there, it was, you know, we're going into a dark storm. And how are we going to weather that storm as an industry? And really, you know, we can't be blind to what's happening in the market. We can't be blind to what's happening in the industry as a whole. But what we can say is, hey, let's take advantage of the things that we can manage today. And that's really, you know, me coming over to Milestones, that's something that I've really seen a large impact in our organization is every single, you know, individual at our company is how can we help loan officers today? How can we help real estate agents today? And how can we help homeowners manage their home? How can we stop the bleeding of people regretting their home buying decision after, you know, 6 months of purchasing a property? Well, how can we offer that home management platform? And that's really what our focus has been on. And so, whenever I leave that same interaction with everybody is, man, that guy was really positive and really professional. So that's kind of always been my mindset is let's look at the positive, let's control what we can control. And we'll move forward. This industry is not going away. So
I always think that level of composure and demeanor is always going to be the thing that wins out at the end of the day. We were just talking earlier about, you know, we're in the people business and no one wants to do business with a person that's just sour all the time. So I think that's a great philosophy. And I think you're right. That's a great kind of reminder that we have the responsibility of being the barometer of setting kind of the tone of the spaces that we're in. So I think that's a great thing to strive for and work to maintain. So I love that. One last question before we wrap up, and that is always, how are you lending it forward?
Oh, I like this.
Yes. Well,
so I got in the industry specifically because I love finance. So lending it forward, I saw a huge gap with millennials, Gen Z, young adults managing money. And so when I got into mortgage, I was like, oh man, I'm affecting, you know, 50, 60 people a year. How can I affect hundreds, thousands, millions of people a year? So with milestones, lending it forward, you know, if we're able to work with a company that has 3-4 million homeowners on the platform or 3 or 4 million buyers, you know, that's a unique opportunity for me to say, hey, I've positively impacted 3 or 4 million individuals today, not only just the loan officers themselves, but the end homeowners as well, and really making sure that they're set up for a long-term future in homeownership. And so that's kind of my main mindset about lending it forward is providing opportunity and providing resources for people to actually purchase property in the United States.
Awesome. I love that. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you joining us today. Always, it's great to have new and exciting voices, especially some as kind as yours. We're excited to keep journeying together and seeing what you're doing over at Milestones and staying in touch. And I hope for those of us that are listening in today, you stay connected to Rob and tune into the next episode of Lending Forward.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.